I remember when the House Un-American Activities Committee interrogated Daniel Boorstein. Do you remember the House Un-American Activities Committee? Probably some people here who were interrogated by the House. I don't want to point them out to you. But you may remember that it had hostile witnesses who refused to talk about their political activities and organizations or to name their friends. And then it had what were called friendly witnesses. One of those friendly witnesses was Daniel Boorstein, who, as you know, is a distinguished historian. I guess the word distinguished is a kind of neutral word. And he assured the committee that he, whatever radicalism he'd ever had, he had left far behind. And I don't know if I have somewhere his little piece of his testimony before the committee. He told the committee that he had proved his opposition to communism in two ways. First, by participating in religious activities at the University of Chicago. And then he said, quote, "The second form of my opposition has been to attempt to discover and explain to students in my teaching and in my writing the unique virtues of American democracy." Well, that seems objective. The unique virtues of American democracy. Now, if he had said, "I thought I would explain to my students some of the virtues of American democracy and some of the hypocrisies of American democracy," he wouldn't have been a friendly witness at that point.